We're on fucking Thrasher Radio, man. This is the fucking third one we've done. We're psyched. Early morning. Tony Trujillo's up here. Tony Trujillo, one of our favorite skaters. Skater of the Year 2002. Vans rider. Local team. San Francisco Loke. We're here to talk about skateboarding, music, and the rest of the junk that pertains to his life. How you doing today, Tony?
Good.
Things are looking up. You had another bun in the oven. You have another kid in the way?
Yep, sure do.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Nope.
Good, you're going to wait.
Yeah.
You got any names?
Yeah, we got some stuff cooking.
Blasphere Connor.
Yeah, or like you said, if you had a kid, you'd name it The Crusher. That's it. I remember that. That was a long time ago.
We've been friends a long time. Yeah, okay. Are you psyched on the radio show?
Yeah. You know, it's pretty... It's just something that had to happen.
Well, no, especially after we see all the regular junk that we see on the radio, Lamont and Tonelli and all the places they played, like Nazareth and fucking all the other crap that we hate so much.
Yep, well, thanks to the internet now we can swear and fuck off on the radio.
I'm psyched about that. What have you been up to? Been traveling?
Not so much. Just here and there with Vans down in L.A. and skating up here.
Oh, you're working on that big Vans project. It's going to be a whopper, huh? It's gonna have to be at least an hour and a half long. They better chop that shit down.
Yeah, I mean, the team is pretty large, so, you know, there's the big, you know, there's, you know, Jeff and Vinny Nguyen and Gilbert and me and Chima. You know, we all got main big parts, and then, you know, the rest of the team, I don't know how they're going to
fit them in.
Yeah, fit it all together.
Does it have a theme or does it have a name? Do you have anything anything we can let us in on?
No, I mean, everyone's just working their ass off right now trying to film the thing, you know.
Everybody, it's weird the way shoes used to be those big boxcar shoes, and now everything's like those little flapjack shoes. Like, they're just as more dangerous.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been watching the French behind the scenes French Red thing, and you know, Manic Monty, and you know, behind the scenes of all that, and they're huge shoes. It's unbelievable. And the tiny board, I don't understand how the shit they're doing with those blocks on their feet, but yeah, I mean, it's changed. Everyone's got, you know, minimal shoes now.
So. Minimal shoes, because they planned obsolescence. They wanted to wear out just as quick, so then you buy the next round of shoes. So you've been doing a lot of miles. So like, the last few years, we've been pretty much a blur. We've been on the rock and roll trip. We've been doing the skate rock trips and shit. What are some of the five skate towns you really like to do the most?
Skate towns? I don't know, you know, being in Australia, Sydney is a good place to go and skate, you know.
Right. Good center.
You got the beach, you can go skate at the park, you can go, you know, Waterloo, skate some street. And then you go into town, push around on those brick banks down under the bridge, and, you know, then, Portland's a good town to push around. You got a destination, Burnside.
That's you always got some place to go out there.
Yeah.
You always got heads waiting for you, too.
That's yeah. Then, you know, here in the city, of course. I mean, that's why we live here.
That's why.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Greatest Hills. You got friends all around. Thrasher.
That's awesome.
You got Deluxe.
Free gear.
Yeah.
Wheels.
Yeah. You don't need a car. Jump on BART. Go to Oakland.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sick. That's awesome.
I had a question for you. In the intro.
Yeah.
With the Van Halen playing.
Uh-huh.
Who is the skater? Who is that skater in your mind that's, you know, running from the cops with ambulances and fucking...
In my mind?
Yeah.
It's Pat Quirk, of course. It's Q-Man. Hopping freight trains, running out of town, leaving town, having babies everywhere. Just littering the planet with everywhere you go. Just keep doing it. That's the cue, man. We had Hubbard in here last time, and Hubbard was just telling stories about lighting off, you know, shotguns in Joliet, Illinois, and bar fights in Texas. And, you know, we've created a breed of skateboard people that have changed the world, and we're pretty happy about that. I mean, I think Thrasher has definitely had quite an influence on what we've done. And
well, after 31 years, I imagine, it's lasted this long. It's got to be doing something right.
Right.
Pushing people in the right direction, keeping them.
I sure hope so. I just don't want anybody to get dead. I see Nigel's part the other day, and I was just like, whoa, shit. People are triple drink five O's. I was like, it's only a matter of time before somebody gets fucking paralyzed or fucking, well, not that I wish anything on anybody, but I'm just saying that when you push the limit like that, seriously, there's going to be some consequence to pay at the other end. Sure. That was sick. We did the article in the mag on the first 18 years of Anti-Hero. That was pretty much, we all got together on that. We're a dysfunctional family, but we all got together, and I thought that it came out pretty well.
Yeah, the article came out good. A lot of people, you know, were pretty stoked on it.
No, it's just like...
some good reading, good photos, you know. Everyone contributed their own photos from their collections and, you know, kind of collaged it together.
The story of me and you and your Thunderbird, the three car accidents one day, that's one... That's
me, you, Upson, Sieber, coming back from ripping. You know, three rear ends. Why am I letting this guy drive my car? What the fuck?
It's my brand new car.
My brand new used car, 91 Thunderbird.
Well, you've got a better car now. Things have upgraded now.
Then, you know, that car ended up, you know, where it belonged, I guess, after its fourth wreck. You know, it was totaled, and I crashed into a pole, and, you know, I guess that was its destiny. It was just a junkyard.
You bought a house in the city. You're one of the few people that could do that. I'm glad for you, man. You're going to put some roots down there. Hanging out at the skate parks right by your house, that's always good. You can go cruise by whenever you want. You want to try something out? You just got over a really bad injury. Are you coming back? Are you 90%, 80%, 70%?
I don't know where I'm at. It still bugs me. Like, if I sleep with it, it's my ankle, my right ankle, and I just tore some ligaments up on the top there. And if I sleep with it wrong, then in the morning it's pretty damn sore, and, you know, it's not really a good way to start the day. So
no.
Going to skate, it's kind of hard if I slept with it, you know, the wrong way, kind of stretched out, toes pointed, kind of. But it's just a work in progress, and, you know, I could still go boarding.
You're 31 years old. You're still a fucking kid. You're still aging. You know, I'm fucking 51, so...
20 years apart.
I know, 20
and
deep.
And then what, me and Pete, 10.
10, so it's we got quite a family on our end. We've done some serious damage over the years.
Well, one of my favorites was, you know, before the band broke up the first time. And Jose Noro, you know, I had to buy him his train ticket. He got us a gig out in the middle of fucking nowhere in Spain. Got us a gig. I got a gig for you guys. Let's go. Buy my train ticket. Okay, you're going to pay me back? Yeah, sure. Never seen that money again. But it took us out there. And then it was like some fucking hippie rock band that was opening up. And it was like Hurley playing bass. Hurley from Lost. It was just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Super happy, dude. And then later that night, you know, after we broke up, you know, we played two songs. Fucking kicked your ass off stage. Me and Ash kept playing, and then, you know, she was pregnant, so she wasn't partying or nothing. You know, she couldn't bury her head in the sand and just drink, you know, like we could. And so we went and stayed at that meth mansion and fucking, you know, 20 meth addicted Spanish freakazoids
out in the parking lot drinking wine in the bushes in the street. And then we went down to the pool yard where the country club was. I bombed the hill, and then Trixie was behind me, and she was up the duff, and she thought she had that corner, and I was like,
Yeah, she went to bomb the hill after you, you know, she's like, fuck this, we're out of here. We were so sick of that fucking meth mansion. We're just like, get us the fuck out of here the next morning. So, yeah, you bombed the hill, and they kind of chased us out. They were throwing beer cans at us, fucking spitting beer at us on the way out, and, you know, we're like, fuck this, let's get out of here. So she got on her board with her backpack, and she's following you, and you... broke left down the hill, and it was oncoming traffic. She didn't know. And she fucking tried to put her foot down. She got, you know, squirrely, and then she skidded on her elbows and her knees and scraped her belly, her pregnant belly, on the fucking pavement.
Terrible. That was when the band broke up the first time, and then I put my life back together, and then we went back and we played again 2009 after I had some chemical imbalances. And That was we've been
maybe
better ever
maybe
since.
We're chemically balanced. Maybe the imbalance is the right
maybe
place.
Maybe I'm better off like that. Yeah. Like that. We did that last Skate Rock tour earlier this year. That was pretty much one of the best ones we did, because we did it sober and we had a great time.
I think that was one of the best. I mean, most memorable, you know, literally, because we fucking had, hammered the whole time.
We had 40 heads, and everybody was going fucking Richter. It was incredible.
Yep.
Grant.
And just, you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, it is skate rock every day. Skate all day, fucking go and rock all night. Played, even when we don't have a gig, you know.
No, we played shows every night. 10 shows, 10 days. I mean, that was incredible. We hustled shows, and then we got kicked out of shows, and we made sure that we got a show every night. Because we were bored out of our mind. If we weren't drinking and getting fucking hammered, it was, may as well keep running. And that was awesome. You know, we had a good team. We had a good squad. Tsuchinoko, our friends from Japan, they were the first ones they came over.
The first gig was in Chicago that they were going to play, and they got shut down, right?
Because we opened up for them. We got them shut down, thanks to Timo. It's good having Randy Roy back in the squad, huh?
Yeah, man. Everyone gets pretty hyped when he's around.
Whenever Andy gets revved up, everybody seems to be pretty revved up. We went to Herman's Hall. We pretty much focused that world. That was a great show. That night was fucking.
That was a Grant Taylor show too, man. He's just, you know, fireworks in hand. You can't tell him no.
He said, "Hey," and then the guy tried to pull. He pulled the dad. I know your dad, and he's like. That's cool. I know my dad, too.
As he's lighting a fucking Roman candle.
Right in front of his face.
Towards his house. There's propane tanks up there. Huh? Propane.
What's that mean? Explosion.
Yeah.
We had to go through the river to get across to the other side, and everybody was like, Tsuyoshi, our Japanese buddies, they couldn't.
Well, I pulled the Crown Victoria across the flooded street, you know, flooded whatever that was. It was a full-on fucking river.
It was a river, yeah. And it was like just happened to be going through.
Tsuyoshi got caught up in the
side end of the. He just didn't, was afraid to just punch it. Yeah. They got the full American experience. What they got to see everything that we.
Well, they're stuck in a river, you know. we're outside of St. Louis, and you know, we're like, what the fuck are we gonna do? You know, we tried everything we could to get them out. Their
sticks,
wheels were buried in the rocks, and so, you know. They got the full American experience when the fucking 4x4 trucks came through.
Y'all want to get out of the way? He's
like, what the fuck y'all thinking? He's just like, huh? You know, none of them speak English at all. He's like, what the fuck is going on? So,
no, Japan, those guys have always treated us all right. Tsuyoshi, they've always taken care of us. Every time we go over there, they go out of their way to make sure that we have a great time. When you think of skate rock, what bands do you think of when you think of skate rock?
I don't know. I've heard the Tommy thing, and so I just think Free Beer, dude, is fucking, you know.
That Pigs in Space, I swear, it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I was like, he's like a 14-year-old kid snuck into a drum riser.
Yeah, you know, after hearing it, you're like, you're picking or you're using your fingers? And he's like, fingers. I'm like, holy shit. So then I listen to it again, and it's, whoa.
He is dumb. He's going
pretty,
off.
Pretty sick.
No, he was a little sprout, just do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Where do you got plans coming up? When's the videos coming out? The Vans video has to come out this year, right? I mean, shit.
This year? No, Jake. This year's almost over. 2014?
214, yeah.
Yeah, the deadline will be like, you know, probably after the summer, next summer.
Yeah.
And it gives us a whole other summer to fucking, you know.
Really?
Go for it. But, you know. It's just now that, you know, Van's been working on this for fucking, you know, eight years
right
now. But now it's actually, you know, the team is solid. You know, everyone got their fucking shoes. You know, it's a solid team. You can, like, look at the Van's team and know that that's the team.
Right.
That's the Van's team. It's those guys. You know, no one's fucking jumping ship and, you know, no one's coming on out of nowhere and. It's pretty solid. So now, yeah, there'll be a deadline. You know, it'll be, you know, you work until then. You know, you skate your ass off until then.
We're psyched we got Grant on the squad now. Grant Taylor rides for Anti-Hero. That's pretty much.
I didn't read it in trash yet, bro.
It's only because of fucking Skate Rock, because he sees us. He's like, you guys, I want to be with those guys.
And then Pat Lana? Shit.
Shit. And then Pat, what's his name? What's your friend's name? That little fat kid with the Mexican with his bad tattoos?
Sean
Gutierrez.
You ran over. They were giving tattoos in the van in New Orleans, And he's like, oh shit, hold on, I guess. So he ran over to you, and he asked you to write what you had spray painted in St. Louis, and you wrote something totally different. And so he went over to the van, got it, and you know,
it's there somewhere.
It kind of, you know, he ran out of space and had to kind of curve it around and shorten the letters. And
we all got bad tattoos, just like good scars. Yep. Where'd you get that scar? Yep. Well, this was a moose that cut me off. I was skating through Whitefish, Montana late night, and I was coming back from the bar, and I ended up, oh, shit.
Yep.
Who are some of your favorite skaters on the New Kids coming up? Do you like any of the New Kids?
Like new Kids? Yeah, I don't know.
They're here and there?
I just like watching... tranny skaters and that are also able to skate street.
Just people that rip.
You know, Raven and Grant and those kind of ATVs like
he's,
that.
He's from outer space. He's just like, hey, he's friendly. He's always cool. He's always down.
No but, ego. You know, he's just doing his own thing.
No, those are the kind of people that they're drawn to us. That's what I'm saying. When we go on the road with 40 people on Skate Rock, they're just like so happy to be with us. They're just like,
It's more than just, you know, skateboarding. It's just, they have to have a good attitude too, you know. It's like it's not all about you. It's about you and your bros, you know. You guys fucking your crew.
It's like if you bring a bitch bag on the road, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, we bring this as a sleeping bag.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm sure they see, you know, some of these dudes, you know, older dudes that they look up to bring their fucking bitch bags, you know. It just trickles down and, you know, into the next generation. It's like okay to bring that much shit, you know, 5 pairs of shoes, you know, 10 sweatshirts and fucking who knows all the shit you don't need.
Why would you need that?
Like, you know, you got your collection of New Era caps in your fucking rolly bag, you know, you one for each fucking day.
Who's just looking at me, spend a lot of time in the mirror. As Lee would say, he's got a lot of mirrors in his house, Jake.
We got to get him on the show.
No, that's what I'm seriously. I'm gonna try to get Lee to go to this Japan. If I can get, Tsuyoshi would pay for that ticket, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If we get Ralphie
that'd
up
be
there,
fucking sick. Yeah. The first time I went to Japan, Lee was there and Max and Bob, and it was good.
Little Bob Nard was getting some.
Yeah, there's a mini ramp contest. He's fucking killing it. Yeah.
Max. Bob was there, or Lee?
Bob was there. And Lee was there. He was doing an art show.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you think about all the Street League shit and all this crap that's going on TV? Do you buy it? You watch it? Do you crap it?
No, I don't watch. You know, if I see that it's on, you know, I'll fucking click on it. But yeah, it is so goddamn boring.
It's
fucking skate this. Stop, skate this, stop. And it's there's hardly any style in it. I mean, just the format. It's just
it's terrible.
Skate this. You're done. Skate this. Done. Pretty boring. And then, you know, we went to a skate park up in Seattle, and the Grindline dudes were building it, and they had to, you know, make it Street League format. Like, they had to have certain angles on the bank, certain exact heights on ledges.
Right.
You know, it's weird. So they could possibly have a Street League contest there. That's, I guess.
That's just weird.
I don't know much about it, but it sounds like a pain in the ass. I guess it took a couple months longer to build it to those exact specifications than if they just did it, you know.
Just have a street
chance. Yeah, you know, you fucking off a couple fucking inches here and there, so what? But no, they need it like
Paul Rodriguez
like
says it has to be just
so it's
this
the
big.
Same everywhere, you know, it's fair to everyone. I don't know. Who the fuck? You know, back in the 90s and, you know, the 80s, there was good
Wallenberg
fucking
shits like that. It's like the Buster Bell.
Do it yourself contest, you know? It's like. Okay, well, yeah, the thrasher contests are always the best because you go to an actual fucking street spot and say, kill yourself. That's it.
go get that.
You know, and then keep fucking normal skater kids can, you know, come and enjoy it.
No, they can actually see it.
They're not
what
behind a fucking, you know, barricade. They're actually fucking getting run into at the end of the line, you know.
It's like, I can't believe it. He just ran into me. Yeah. Like, I got a board right here.
Or, you know, they're just along up the sides of the, you know, stairs and they're just fucking right there. You know,
right.
And it's not a fucking coliseum you have to pay to get into. Yep. you know, get your fucking seat.
Beers,
and the, yeah, your fucking
get your
Pepsi
dad
and,
starting to fight with some dude about Checkler's kickflip.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, come on. Seriously?
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is, but it ain't that great.
No, I mean, it's cool that the people make money, like Peter Ramondetta and those guys, like they make 10 large for showing up and shit.
Yeah, and there's a fine line between, you know, Pete and, you know, some other fucking...
Some random
dudes that's
Corey
just... Shepherd. You don't even see them in the mag, you know?
No, they're not even on, but they make the cut because it's fixed by some other clowns we've never even heard of, like, huh?
Yeah.
That was sick, that Halloween fucking hell ride. That shit down there, that was great. People
yeah,
were going
I showed up late. It was fucking...
Your costume was killer.
Yeah. No, that was sick, man. It was awesome to watch. You know, fucking Elijah was killing it.
Oh, dude, Ronnie Sandoval. That dude rips.
Ronnie Sandoval.
He's only 16 years old. He's a good skater. Solid.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Someone's all at Tampa on the vert ramp. They're like, fucking nose grind off the extension. He's like, okay. And just fucking bam, nose grind, tail grab, fucking off of it. You know, just
switch
like
front side
second
blind.
Try or some shit.
I was
shit.
Like, dude, who are these people? Cody Lockwood? No, there's so many people. I used to know every city and skater in the city, excuse me. But now, no, I don't see him. I don't see as many. Like, I see him at the park and shit. A lot of them come and go, but they're very rare that you get to see.
But you do see them, you know?
Yeah.
They are out there.
They are very much out there. Yeah, is Waylon going to skate?
Waylon skates a little bit, you know. I'm just going to let him figure it out for himself.
You had to figure it out yourself, right?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a board.
There's always going to be a board there.
If he wants to push around on it, it's fine. Cause, you know, I didn't have anyone
tell me. This right here.
So.
Then when you got on the Eagle, it was like, hey, this is what we do. And you're like, whoa, this is going to be rough.
Yeah, dude. That's fucking, I was 14. That was however many years ago. 16, 17 years.
That's a long career. So I'm saying nowadays kids don't get four-year careers as a pro. That's a long ride. You get, like, dude, gnarly front feeble at fucking 20s there. Imagine.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's where it is now. And shit gets stepped up every fucking year.
No, but you read the mag and you're like, can you do that? You're like, no.
I kind of quit watching skate videos because it's too fucked up. I'm like, I ain't going to fucking nolly crooked grind a 19 stair. You know?
That's not my gig.
That's not my gig, but, you know, it's fucking, that's some serious shit. When they play Merciful Fate, they always go to, old reliables, you know, Don't Break the Oath, Melissa.
That's what always pissed me off about, like, when I hear those classic rock stations, it's always, they always play.
They play one Guns N' Roses song or one Van Halen song.
Boys Are Back in Town. Never heard that before. Oh, Ace of Spades, I love Motorhead.
Right.
It's like, dude, just so much deeper shit.
Yeah.
You got to really dig into it late night, and you're like, when you went driving in the car, you're like, play this song.
No, it's a good thing, like, you know, like having fucking iPods and all that shit, you can just pick, like,
right,
your favorite shit. If you get a record, you know, you actually put the fucking needle down and you listen to the whole fucking thing.
Right.
You know, you're not just, you know, picking it apart. You listen to the whole fucking album. You listen to all side A or all side B. And you hear shit that you usually skip past on your fucking iPod.
But that format's all changing. It's all, now it's like, whoa.
Singles, you know. Just
singles and shit like that. It's not even the same.
Yeah.
Not even produced that well. It's like, whoa, this is.
Just get it out there.
You just put it out there more.
Yeah.
You hear this shit on the radio and you're like, this is not what I want to hear.
Yeah, just fucking slow and weird. I like it.
I like it too. It's like Devo. It's like people didn't ever realize that how great Devo would be eventually. It just changed the world. People are like, wow, that's pretty heavy shit.
I mean, if you piece it apart and you're like, how the fuck did he come up with that drum beat?
Like do, 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 do.
Yeah, I don't know. I like shit like that. Just like that Van Halen song is just fucking different.
I like
know?
That one song, Intruder, the intro to Pretty Woman. It's just so,
And then it hits Pretty Woman and you're fucking bumming.
Right, it's like,
it's like great up until then. I don't know, I'm not a fan of the Pretty Woman cover.
They don't do covers that well. I don't like that.
No.
I never like that. But Van Halen, that's... Why did they kick out Michael Anthony?
Just but he for found Wolfie? Out. He found out on the internet is how he found out he wasn't going to be a part of the fucking tour.
Because they wanted Wolfie in the band.
They wanted Wolfie, Wolfgang, Van Wolfie. Halen. So it's all Van Halen's and David Lee Roth.
And Diamond Dave.
Yep. And that's the tour that I fucking proposed to Trix.
And you said, this is it. I gotta go. We were in the car in Australia, and you told me, you're like, I'm going to propose to Trix right there.
Yep. I flew home from Australia. Fucking.
We got the Trix.
Got her.
MasterCard.
We went to the fucking
San Jose Civic.
And then fucking a couple songs in, you know, it was, you really got me. And fucking on it. Knees. And will you marry me?
Tony Trujillo. Secrets of the Family Crest. What's sick? Where are those guys at Metallica? They're regular guys. They're not just like goons. They're regular people. They're just straight up cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Robert. We did a project with Vans.
Right.
Well, they all did a project with Vans, and they were linked up with.
Caballero did him.
Caballero did Hetfield, right. And then I was with Robert.
Trujillo.
And then Kirk was one of the surfers on the surf team.
Kirk.
And then
who'd hang out with Lars?
I don't, you know, Rob goes, maybe, you know, is there a professional tennis player on Vans? So, I mean, I don't think he actually got linked up with anybody. But yeah, Robert's pretty normal dude. He's kind of a fucking spaz. He's a workaholic, you know. He just keeps going, you know. He lives down south, you know, he should fly up, go to Metallica studios, rehearse. And then
come
over to our place and, you know, do our, you know, songs we're going to do for this Vans thing. Then he would go to the East Bay and play with Infectious Grooves, and then go to the airport and then fly home, do it again the next day.
Wow.
Same fucking route. But yeah, he's a workaholic. Even when he gets home, I guess he goes into like his shed and fucking practices.
Just do, 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 do.
Yeah. So in that Metallica movie, like in the beginning,
I didn't see it. Was
in
movie.
The beginning, they kind of have like, you know, when you see each band member for the first time, it's like what they're into. So like this kid's skating through the parking garage, and then Hetfield's there in like a hot rod. And then he walks through this corridor, and Lars is like being chauffeured by some people, and he like kind of just fucking eyeballs him. Like just gives him this weird stare, and that's, you know, kind
of
like, why are you here kind of fucking look. Who are you? And then he keeps walking, and then Robert's in this fucking room that's just all bass amps, and that's totally him. He's just fucking surrounds himself with the bass all the time. You know, he's working.
Yeah, well, that's it's pretty hard shoes to fill, Jason. Or, I mean, Cliff. I mean, after Cliff, that was, like, ridiculous. That's impossible. I mean, I can't.
Robert, you know, he gave him back a little street cred, I feel like.
Of course. Well, Infectious Grooves, he put Psycho Michael.
Yeah.
Well, we seen him in Amsterdam. That was like, he was like, yeah. You're like, oh, God, this dude's about to snap. We played some sick shows. Our band has been lucky enough to travel around the world. China, fucking.
Yep. We're banned from the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix.
You'll never play in Phoenix again.
Yeah, once when we opened up for Bad Brains, that was fucking. We were late. We were late too, and you know what? Yeah, what happened?
We had a great show.
No, Jimmy fucking left us in a parking lot. Than an hour from when we're supposed to be at the show, left us in a parking lot. I'll be right back. I gotta go get something. Fucking, you know,
he went to go get his candy.
And he never showed up. We had to fucking call someone for an emergency pickup.
And then we had our stuff waiting for us.
We had to go back to the hotel, get like her sticks or something, and like her guitar.
Her costume.
And then fucking drive there in the back of a pickup truck or whatever.
Remember the people getting surfed out the back seat when they were just getting flown down that metal thing that was concrete? When they were throwing them out the back when they were trying to jump on the stage?
Yeah.
It was like people just getting served out the back of the slips. I hate Phoenix. That's one town I could do without my life. I definitely could say. They serve beer at CVS at 6 o'clock in the morning, which I can wholeheartedly agree with, but Phoenix.
So does Clooney's.
So does Clooney's. Knock on the door at Clooney's. Hey, what I need to do is get in there. What do you got? You got any messages out there for any of the thrashers out there? What do you say? What do you say when people say to you, Thrasher? Because I hear it all the time.
I bet you do. shit, man. Just keep on doing what you're doing. It is Thrasher. You know, you skate. You're fucking. You know, this is. the life, you know, Thrasher. You read the fucking mag, this is what it is. You know, you read Transworld, who knows, that ain't fucking, that ain't skate life. That's fucking something fabricated, you know.
I want to buy a Toyota truck.
Yeah, it's, you know, Thrasher is fucking, it's just skating. It's skating. And we're just trying to, you know, keep up with new ideas. This Thrasher Radio thing's fucking great idea.
I'm psyched. I'm psyched to
be. You know, people listen to it in their car, and fucking, I was listening to the Tommy one. I just kind of, you know, lost track of time and just, you know, enjoyed listening to,
right,
like, you know, well, stories and, well, and music.
When I'm on the road, maybe you'll come in here and you'll do one. That'd be sick. That'd be that you can come in and you can.
Yeah,
I'd be happy to help you. You always been my successor. You always tell me I love you. You know that.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it's fucking. I can't wait to hear the Hubbard one, man.
No, the Hubbard one's fucking comedy. I just had. He flew himself down here. I was pretty psyched. He knocked himself out at Potrero. He lit himself up on a swooper and fucking.
Go figure. That's fucking. That's Thrasher. If you want to know what fucking Thrasher is, fucking Hubbard.
Hubbard, straight up. Well, thanks again for coming, Tony.
Yep, right on.
And that's it. We got ourselves a radio show.